weightless, and loving it. I'm Pete Combs, and this is Aero News. It's Thursday, January 12th, 2006. Not too long ago, I had a chance to take a parabolic flight aboard one of Zero G's modified 727s, a flight I'll never forget. You know, they call those flights vomit comets, but to me, it was a first-class ticket to the sensations you'd feel as you fly into space. This is a little shorter than our usual special feature, but I hope the content more than makes up for it.
On the heels of the successful flight of Spaceship One, the first manned commercial flight out of the atmosphere, aviation entrepreneur and adrenaline junkie Sir Richard Branson wants to start flying people into suborbital space in just 2 years. It'll cost almost $200,000 per flight, which might be out of reach for some of us. But for a mere fraction of that, you can fly aboard one of two specially modified 727s that belong to a Fort Lauderdale company called Zero G. For just $3,000, you can experience Martian, lunar, and zero gravity. Space Shuttle astronaut Rick Searfoss says it's literally the next best thing to being there.
It is exactly like the sensations of feeling zero G is exactly what you feel in space.
In fact, the zero G flights are replicas of the flights used to train NASA astronauts. Only the plane is different. You have to go through a short orientation course.
Remember the hand signals?
Then it's a short bus ride to Fort Lauderdale Hollywood Airport and onto the plane called G-Force One. There, it's time for our final mission briefing from crew member Jen Shuck.
Hey, everybody.
And then comes the anticipation. As G-Force One takes off and flies west over Punta Gorda and into the Gulf, you think about what it will be like to float like a butterfly. Amy Loboda is an aviation writer from North Fort Myers.
I've done some skydiving, and I had the chance to go fly in the wind tunnel up in Orlando, you know, that's by the attractions, which is an absolute hoot. And I'm thinking this is going to last longer and be even more fun.
Lee Gimple, a freelance writer from Richmond, Virginia, is another of the 30 or so journalists on this flight, and he admits he's a little nervous.
I'm getting a little bit of butterflies now as we're starting to roll, and I'm looking in front of the seats and seeing there's nothing there. It's sort of hitting home now, I think.
We sit in 30 seats at the very back of the plane. That empty space in front of us is where we'll actually go to experience Martian, lunar, and zero gravity. We'll reboard the Zero-G 727 for our parabolic experience in just a moment. But first, this Aerocast is brought to you by Aircraft Engine Services, makers of the aluminum V-220 and V-300T engines.
Why can't your aircraft engine help you be a good neighbor wherever you fly? Automotive engineering has advanced so much over the past 30 years. Why can't an airplane engine be just as quiet and just as reliable? Well, now it can. Check out the new leaner, cleaner, and quieter V220 and V300T from Aircraft Engine Services. The V220 and V300T engines are capable of meeting and exceeding the most stringent noise regulations. The 3-to-1 propeller speed reduction unit keeps propeller tip speeds down to reduce noise. The engine management system reduces workload by providing single lever control, increasing safety and operating the engine at peak fuel efficiency. The EMS system allows the use of unleaded fuel, eliminating the need for reliance on avgas. In addition, the option of using automotive fuel can result in a significant cost savings. The V220 and V300T engines are significantly quieter and cleaner running than the existing engine designs used in today's aircraft. The AES V220 and V300T, as simple as a car's engine, but oh, so much more fun to drive. Check us out on the web at VAircraftEngine.com or call us at 321-268-3718. Aircraft Engine Services, the shape of things to come.
When you can't be flying, you'd rather be, well, flying. Wings to Adventure Television is the next best thing. Hi, I'm Tom Gresham. Come join us as we fly old classics and new speedsters. We hit the best aviation museums and reveal fly-in hideaways. And it's all shot in breathtaking high-definition video. As host and producer, I get to pick what's on the show. So I always have fun, and I guarantee that you will too. It's on the Outdoor Channel. Airtimes and days are at wingstoadventure.com.
Welcome back to our AeroNews special feature, a parabolic trip over the Florida Panhandle and into the Gulf of Mexico. It's the flight of a lifetime, and we're just about to begin our first parabola.
After about 30 minutes of building anticipation, it's time for our first parabola.
Jumping up and down, taking pictures and laughing. It's great.
Amy Lobota is as thrilled with this as I am.
I saw you doing pirouettes.
Yeah, like I said, I haven't done those in years. Now I know what I'm going to feel like when I finally get rid of that 30 pounds.
Minutes later, it's time to feel what it would be like to walk on the moon.
And here we go. We're pitching over. Whoa! That's amazing. Just amazing. Boy, you just feel like you don't weigh a thing here. You wonder what it would be like to walk on the moon in this kind of gravity because I could barely even stand up.
Now, I'm loving this. Amy's loving this. But Lee Gimple, not so much.
You look a little pensive.
After a couple of more lunar gravity simulations, it's time to go completely weightless.
Coming up to the top of the climb, you can kind of feel it pushing you down into the mat here. And here we go. Now he pushes over, and we are completely weightless. This is amazing. I'm upside down in the airplane. This is incredible. It's great. Oh, yeah.
It's like swimming without water. It's complete freedom from gravity. And if you wonder what it feels like, listen to the laughter. These are supposedly hardcore journalists who are paid to be cynics. Not everyone is cut out for this. Lee Gimple, who was nervous to begin with, loses his lunch along with three or four others.
I said earlier before the fire while we were flying up that I wasn't much of a roller coaster person. I think I proved that to myself.
But for the vast majority of us, it was an experience unlike anything we'd ever felt before. You often hear the phrase better than sex? Well, in this case, it's absolutely true.
You've been listening to a special feature from AeroNews. On the web, you'll find us at aero-news.net. I'm Pete Combs. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you at the airport.